Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned by the increasing number and lethality of terrorist attacks in Africa, said U.S. Ambassador Dorothy Hsieh, chargé d'affaires ad interim at the United Nations.
We urge the members of this council to take action and agree to listing more Africa-based ISIL and al-Qaeda affiliates in the 1267 Sanctions Committee, so they will be subject to a worldwide assets freeze. We also urge member states to support the designation of additional individuals in the al-Shabaab Sanctions Committee.
Terrorists only stand to benefit from the Council's inaction, particularly since money continues to be the lifeblood of terrorists, said Ambassador Hsieh. We should bolster our efforts to stem the flow of funds to terrorists and avoid politicizing sanctions listing proposals. The United States calls for action to address the growing relationship between the Houthis in Yemen and al-Shabaab and other malign actors in Somalia, as documented in reporting by the UN Sanctions Panel of Experts. The trade in arms and exchange of tactical and operational expertise between these groups will negatively impact security in Africa, the Middle East, and beyond. We acknowledge the African Union's efforts to strengthen its counterterrorism architecture, said Ambassador Hsieh.
When security efforts respect the rule of law and human rights, it builds trust in the police and military that is vital to undermining terrorist recruitment. Whereas, if a population suffers human rights violations at the hands of security services, and when governments fail to provide services, civilians may turn to violent extremists for protection, mediation of conflicts, and the provision of justice.
We must collectively do more to track terrorist recruitment in Africa and the movement of foreign terrorist fighter recruits within, to, and from the African continent, said Ambassador Hsieh. Moving forward, business as usual is a failing strategy to address the deep systemic challenges the African continent faces from terrorism, said Ambassador Hsieh. We look forward to the opportunity to work with willing African partners, the international community, and this council to develop pragmatic solutions that will effectively counter the growing terrorist threat.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.